Rudimental and Becky Hill, the sound of Powerless on the Phoenix FM Breakfast Show. It's 6 minutes past nine on Monday morning. It is Joe with you through until 10 this morning. And one of the people who co-wrote that record, one of my favourite songs, Hannah Simmons, joins me live on the show right now. Good morning.
Good morning. I love that song too.
I was actually saying this when I watched your audition, when I was watching it just live like anybody else.
Yeah.
And when you said you co-wrote that song, I instantly sort of started listening because I was sort of on my phone watching the show and then I sort of put the phone down. I was like, oh, she'll be good. She wrote that song. That's a great song.
I love it. Every time I hear it, it makes me so happy.
When I used to be on evenings, I used to do a Thursday evening like new music show. And I think It was sort of early 2014 that came out as a single from the album.
Yeah.
And I remember I just played it every single week.
And Becky sings on it so well. And obviously, she co-wrote it. So yeah, it was like a really nice collaboration.
So you were on the first episode of The Voice. Two episodes have gone out now. What has life been like since your audition has gone out on the telly?
It's been crazy. I work in a school, so all my kids are just like, miss! Getting signatures in the canteen. A little bit strange.
Can you not do anything at work now and not get noticed, being like, oh my God, you're on the BBC One?
Pretty much, yeah. They're just like, miss, why did you go for him? Why did you do that? Miss, what's going on? Can you tell us what's happening? And I'm like, nope.
It's can't say anything. Why didn't you choose Rita?
Yeah, they're like, Rita's really cool. What are you going on about? So yeah, it's a bit strange. And like, our gigs are getting more busy. Had one on Saturday and it was like rammed. I don't think we've had a gig that busy before, so it was really cool.
Has it been weird having to go back to normal life? Because I imagine when the show was going out, sort of all the tweets coming in, and then like the Monday morning, it was like, oh, I've got to go back to work.
Yeah, I found it really hard to drag myself out of bed on Monday. Oh, but can't I just be famous already? can I just go on tour now? I'm ready.
Let's launch the album.
Yeah, let's go.
Well, people definitely enjoyed your audition, because I checked this last night, and I'm sure it's gone up since. The audition had over 160,000 views on The Voice's YouTube channel, so that's pretty good going.
That's crazy. Yeah, I saw that this morning. One of my Twitter followers had posted it, and I was kind of astounded, really. That's a lot of people to watch it. A lot of views, but yeah, no, it makes you really happy. I feel like I'm finally sort of getting noticed again, and it feels like a really positive year. I think it's going to be an amazing one for everybody. I'm excited.
Now, something I guess we have to talk about is chicken.
Yes.
You mentioned it on the show that you were the voice of the Temple Cloud One Big Family record, which then became famous for the KFC adverts.
Yes.
You said on the show that people would shout Chicken Lady at you. Since the show, have more people shouted, hey, Chicken Lady again?
No, actually, I'm really pleased about that. There was a couple of kids that were like, Miss, can you get me a free bucket of chicken? And I was like, I'm sorry, I've eaten it already. Gone. I'm sorry, I didn't share it. And they're like, oh, my days, you don't know how much I like chicken. Working in North London school, it's pretty much what ticks us over. Fried chicken.
That's all you need. Have you become like an endorsement for them now?
Well, I hope so. I mean, I'd rather be with Juan Fernando's, but there we go. Get a free one of those.
What do you have at Nando's? What's your regular at Nando's?
Oh, I have the chicken wrap with avocado and halloumi.
Oh.
Really nice combo.
I've not had that before.
You should try it. It's really good.
I'm quite boring. I always have the same thing.
What do you have?
Double chicken wrap. Nice. And then with lemon and herb.
Oh.
You're not keen on the lemon and herb?
No, I'm a spicy girl. It's got to be extra. It's got to be hot.
Yeah, I'm quite boring. Just lemon and herb and then garlic bread, chips on the side.
Oh, no, we're a bit of spice heads in my house. We've always got hot pepper sauce and Tabasco added to everything.
I sometimes add the hot sauce. You know, they have the bottles on the side. I sometimes really add
good.
That.
I've got that at home to dip into.
You can buy it in shops now, can't you?
Yeah. A bottle of it. It's really quite sad.
just music and chicken.
Music and chicken is my life, basically, yeah.
You should get a t-shirt made.
I should. I think I might, actually. If anyone wants to send a music and chicken t-shirt in, then more than welcome.
So, as we said, you co-wrote Powerless before going on The Voice. How did it come about working with Rudimental and Becky?
After I'd done the Temple Cloud thing, I wanted to focus on writing, because it's been something I've been doing for a while. I was still doing ongoing projects. I used to sing for The Heavy and like a small band called the LSM back in the day. And I started working with a few other people, and I just wanted to get more experience, really, and it was a really good project, so I just went, yeah, why not? The guys are really nice, Becky's lovely, so it was just a really nice sort of experience, and obviously then it got picked up onto the album, which was ridiculous for me. You never think that's going to happen, that's kind of the dream, so...
Yeah, because obviously Becky was on The Voice as well, so has she given you any tips for the series?
Yeah, she's just said, you know, just keep going and, you know, you'll be fine, and she said I did really well on Saturday, so I was really chuffed.
So two episodes have gone out so far, obviously you were on the first one. I'm assuming you've watched the one that went out this weekend.
I did.
Who do you think's, like, your biggest competition from what we've seen so far? Who do you think are the standout ones?
Stevie, he is incredible, and the girls love him, so I think he's a standout at the moment, really. He's just great, and he's a lovely guy as well.
When can we next see you? Because obviously I assume there's a few more blind auditions before the battle stage.
Yeah, I think it's sort of February time that we're back on. Yeah, there's quite a lot of blind to get through first.
Is it quite tough knowing what happened but you can't tell anyone what happened?
It is and it isn't. Like, it's quite fun. It's like my little secret that no one else can know.
I imagine, like, all the kids are pestering you, go, come on, miss, tell us if you got through.
Well, I'm just like, guys, you know, you just have to watch. You know, it's not that hard. And they're like, oh, miss, it's killing me, tell me. But, you know, it's worth the wait, I think. It's more exciting that way.
All right, well, we'll be watching. Best of luck for the battles. And before the battles go out, come back on the show. We'll have a catch-up before the battles go out on the telly.
Yes, definitely. We'll have a big catch-up then.
All right, thanks, Hannah. Have a great day.
Thank you, Joe. Take care, and yourself.